The yen slides past 160, Venezuela's oil numbers and a post-war profit record. The Japanese yen sliding past 160 to the dollar this week erased the gains from the Bank of Japan's earlier currency market intervention, reportedly tens of billions of dollars spent to support the yen and then some. When intervention gains are fully reversed, the signal is that underlying pressure exceeded what intervention could sustainably counter. That pressure is structural. Japan's interest rates remain far below US rates, and capital flows toward dollar-denominated assets in ways that periodic intervention cannot permanently arrest without the rate hikes the Bank of Japan has been reluctant to pursue, given what they would do to Japan's government debt servicing costs. At 160 yen to the dollar, Japanese exporters benefit as their goods become cheaper for foreign buyers, but Japanese consumers and importers pay more for oil, food, and electronics components. The more consequential global effect runs through the yen carry trade, in which investors borrow yen at near-zero Japanese rates to invest in higher-yielding assets elsewhere. A weakening yen keeps that trade alive while building pressure for an eventual disruptive reversal. S&P futures were down approximately 20 points, trading around 7,722, not a crisis, but a market-keeping watch. President Trump this week claimed the United States has secured control of 65 billion barrels of Venezuelan oil. That phrase carries significant diplomatic and legal weight that its vagueness does not resolve. Venezuelan oil reserves are among the largest proven reserves in the world, but secured control could describe anything from a formal contractual arrangement to a unilateral political statement. The identity of the Venezuelan governmental faction party to any agreement, and whether that faction has the legitimacy and capacity to deliver, would determine whether the arrangement is durable. U.S. companies have been burned before by political instability voiding Venezuelan oil agreements. The strategic context is the Iran war. If Gulf oil flows are disrupted by active U.S.-Iran conflict, Western Hemisphere oil becomes more valuable, making a Venezuelan hedge geopolitically logical if the details support it. U.S. corporate profits reaching their highest share of national income since the end of World War Roman II, alongside a continuing decline in workers' income share, provides quantitative grounding for political tensions that run through nearly every other story of the day. The Harris midterm campaign, the AI labor stratification findings, the California wildfire liability fight. A distributional trend this stark, roughly 80 years in the making, does not remain economic for long. It becomes electoral.